And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
A new report from researchers at Georgetown University finds that North Carolina is among a disturbingly large number of states that disenfranchise residents who were formerly incarcerated. The report, which is entitled Can't Pay, Can't Vote, finds that nearly 6 million individuals are denied the right to vote in the United States due to a past conviction. And for many of those individuals, the problem is their inability to pay an old court fine or fee. Here in North Carolina, for instance, the state doesn't allow voting rights restoration until individuals complete their parole and/or probation, something that also costs a separate fee. Researchers at the Sentencing Project estimate in 2016 nearly 52,000 North Carolinians who were not incarcerated were disenfranchised because of their felony records. The report calls North Carolina's policy a modern-day poll tax, and it's hard to see it any other way. As with so many other areas in which court fines and fees have skyrocketed, North Carolina is simply punishing people and removing a fundamental right because they're poor. The law should be changed as soon as possible. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.